Robert W. Cap Cappenberg. Chief Robert W. Cappenberg was struck by an automobile while working traffic duty on Main Street. Robert W. Cappenberg was elected as constable from 1894 until 1897, at which time he was appointed as the second official, paid, police officer of the town of East Hartford. His responsibilities were to patrol the streets at night, watching property and maintaining order. Officer Cappenberg worked night duty for 18 years until he was appointed as the town's first day duty officer. Mr. Cappenberg was, at some point, exact date unknown, designated by the town as their chief of police and placed in charge of the police force, which consisted of two patrolmen and two supernumeraries. On September 19, 1916, Weekly Gazette, dated October 13, 1916, reported the following. Accident fatal. Officer Cappenberg's injuries worse than anticipated. The accident which resulted in Chief Cappenberg's death happened on Main Street, near the new bank. The chief had been doing regular duty on Main Street and was keeping a watch on the traffic on the west side of the street for the purpose of keeping the northbound vehicles on the east side of the street. He was in the act of sending an offender back to the east side when he was struck. George Young of Springfield had passed the traffic officer at Church Corner, and when near the home of Dr. F. H. Mayberry, cut back into the west side of the street. Chief Cappenberg was standing in the street near the corner of Chapman Street when Young crossed to the west side. The chief began to signal Young to go back, and in doing so, he walked to the southeast on the roadway and was struck in the back by an automobile owned and operated by William Mall of Irvington, New Jersey. The chief received a broken jaw, broken collarbone, and four broken ribs. The automobile passed over his shoulder. Daniel D. Bidwell, who was standing nearby, rushed to the street. With the assistance of Mr. Mall, he carried the injured man to the side of the road, and Dr. E. H. Truex was called. Chief Cappenberg was removed to the Hartford Hospital after the accident and was apparently gaining each day. He was able to sit on the veranda of the hospital last Friday and Saturday, and his condition was about the same when he went to sleep Saturday night. He slept as usual until just before 5 o'clock, when the nurse was attracted to the bed by his peculiar breathing. She spoke to him, and he asked for a drink of water. But he was dead before she returned with the water. Robert W. Cappenberg is buried in the Hockenham Cemetery, East Hartford, Connecticut. No photograph of Mr. Cappenberg was located. Sources: The Weekly Gazette. Only More So: The History of East Hartford, 1783 to 1976, by Paquette. Researched and prepared by Wanda J. Ariola, Secretary to Chief of Police James W. Shea.